Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edo come your way with the Word of God. Your Bible, turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse numbers 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verse numbers 1 and 2. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse numbers 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Even the book of Romans is considered as the fourth gospel in theological cycles. The book of Romans is considered as the fourth gospel in theological cycles. The gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, emphasize on the birth, life, and the death of Christ. Romans, on the other hand, emphasize on the power of the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. In the scripture that I just read, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, the apostles appealed to Christians to renew their minds by not conforming to worldly standards. He also stated that they present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord. So how to present your bodies as a living sacrifice? How can we present our bodies as a living sacrifice? One of the ways to present our bodies as a living sacrifice is holiness. Holiness, hagios in the Greek, holiness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse numbers 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. So holiness is one of the ways to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And as Paul told those in Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 1, having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Whenever we live in holiness, it's one of the surest way to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Another way to present our bodies as a living sacrifice is the fear of God. Whenever the fear of God is in us, we will not sin against our brothers. Whenever the fear of God is in us, we will not fight against our brothers. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13, the King James reads this way: let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. The word man there is gender neutral, referring to both male and female. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Hallelujah. Whenever we fear God, whenever we give reverence to God, whenever we give respect to God in terms of obeying his word, that means we are presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Another way to present our bodies as a living sacrifice is obedience. Is obedience. Whenever we obey the word of God and do what is expected of us by God, then we are presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. So Adam brought sin to the world because he disobeyed the command of God. But through Christ's death and resurrection, he has made us obedient to the word through righteousness. Hallelujah. So obedience is one of the ways to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Another way to present our bodies as a living sacrifice is meditation. Whenever we meditate on the word of God, wherever we put the word of God into practice, then we are presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 14, Psalms, chapter 19, verse number 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. These are some of the ways that we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Holiness, the fear of God, obedience, and meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul also mentioned non-conformity to the world by renewal of our minds. So how can we renew our minds as Christians? One of the surest ways to renew our minds as Christians is through repentance. One of the surest ways to renew our minds as Christians is through repentance. In Acts chapter 11, verse number 18, Acts 11, 18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Hallelujah. When the Christians realized that most of the Gentiles were converted into Christianity, then they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Hallelujah. This was just after the conversion of Colenio, the Gentile. It brought realization to the Christians. So they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Hallelujah. When we repent of our sins, it's a sign of renewal of our minds. Hallelujah. Another way to renew our minds is doing the will of God. Whenever we do the will of God, then we have renewal of minds. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 4 verse 2, sorry. In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse number 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to do the will of God. This was what Peter the apostle told the Christians. That he no longer should live the rest of his life in the flesh to the lust of men, but to do the will of God. Whenever we do the will of God, then we have renewal of mind. When we live in spirit as against the flesh, then it means we are doing the will of God and we have renewal of mind. So in 1 Peter 4:2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to do the lust of men, but to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Another way to renew our minds is to be transformed. Is to be transformed. In Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. When we are transformed, when we are changed and not conformed to these worldly standards, but by renew our mind through transformation, that is the surest way to renew our minds. When we renew our minds, in other words, we become transformed by not conforming to worldly standards. Hallelujah. Another way to renew our minds is non-conformity to worldly standards. Whenever we fail to conform to worldly standards, it means we are renewing our minds. When God gave the 10 commandments to Israelites in Exodus 20:5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Hallelujah. So if we fail to conform to worldly standards, it's a sign of renewal of our minds. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel failed to bow down to the gods in Babylon, they failed to conform to the standards set by the Babylonians. They had a renewal of minds. Whenever we fail to conform to worldly standards, that is the surest way to renew our minds. When we repent of our sins, it's the surest way of renewing our minds. When we do the will of God, it's another surest way of renew our minds. And when we become transformed, the surest way of renew our minds. As Christians, we must renew our minds through repentance and not to conform to worldly standards. That is the only way to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our foundation text. As a conclusion remarks, Romans 12:1-2. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God help us and give the spirit of renew our minds as we start the year. May he grant us mercies and strength. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the word of God. Amen.